Let's see, 22-12, which is the payroll tax amendment, which would raise payroll taxes from 1.5% to 1.9%. After we did the math on that, it's going to be about we took a couple of different averages of different people who are paying different amounts, and it's somewhere in the neighborhood of around 3 cents to 6 cents per hour monthly for those people. So you're looking at like $9.70 for one of those, and for the other one that we did, it's $5.23. Okay. So you're looking at a very minimal, you know, charge, and
that's per month.
That's per month, yes. And that would actually bring us in revenue $300,000. So that is definitely something that I'm hoping that the city will consider. So that would be ordinance number 22-12, City of Katy's, Kentucky, payroll tax amendment, and ordinance relating to payroll tax within the City of Katy's, Kentucky, and amending code of ordinances, chapter 110.
Well, we also just heard Craig talking about, when we see it at the grocery store, we all do. We all pay for that, but it's parts, everything you touch. Is
everything, well, and everything is so expensive, and we understand that, but we also understand that the city had to take out a loan before I started last year, $300,000, so you all can make payroll. That's something to consider. You have $3 million worth of sewer projects that need to be done, and those are not just things that have... they have to be done. Your five-way stop is going to have to be done. We do have a lot of money that is going to go towards that, but we're still $150,000 short, you know. And then you start looking at the other five or six projects that need to be done, $1.4 million to add that sewer lift station. If you want to see that spec building happen, and, you know, the city is going to have to generate more revenue. You're just going to have to do that. I mean, it hasn't been raised. The payroll tax has not been raised since 2008. You know, so you're looking at, you know,
14 years.
By the time this is enacted, it'll be 15 years that it hasn't been raised. You know, it's something to consider. And no one really wants to raise taxes, but the city does need the revenue.
Well, Barbie, I'd like to chime in on that also. With the school system building their additions on, at the five-way stop, the worst thing that we want to have is for the sewer system to back up in one of the new projects that they're building right now. We would get hung for something like that.
It'd come back on it.
It would come back on the City of Katy's. And with that additions that's being built on, that's the only reason we're having to redo the five-way stop lift station. Is that correct, Craig? And we don't have the money. We've done everything that the City of Katy's could possibly do. We got a gentleman that's leaving, I think, end of this month. We're not rehiring that gentleman. We're not going to rehire somebody in place of him. So we did our homework. We did our work far as cutting back on not hiring no one else. Also, we have cut back on spending tremendously, and I praise Craig Oakley, Public Works Director, on that. I praise Duncan Wiggins on that also, because we're sitting down here with some cars with probably close to 100,000 miles on it right now. Well, we cannot feasibly go out and buy a new car. We need two or three trucks right now for the Public Works Department. Honestly, we need two more trucks right now for the Public Works Department. We can't get them right now. We've done every single thing that we could do where we don't have to raise the taxes. But at this particular point of time, we have no choice but to do this. I don't like to pay taxes. Nobody in this room likes to pay taxes. But when it comes down to it, I don't want my kid, your kid, nobody's kid, sewer backed up into this new mega million project that they've got, that school's been built. We've got a lift station up here at the industrial park that's going to eventually have to be redone.
Yes, sir.
If we want growth, we don't have no choice but to do this. I'm going to say this one more time. Have we did our homework before we brought this up? Definitely we have. Not hiring nobody, not buying nothing, cutting back on things. We did every single thing that we could do.
Well, I think, you know, talking to Barbie, you know, and I always trust her numbers. And, you know, she looked at every way she could. And it still wasn't feasible. I mean, we could get by, but we couldn't do anything that needs to be done.
We won't be able to do our sewer project.
And that has to be done. It's not a project that's just, hey, let's do it. It's a mandatory project that we've got to do.
We have no choice.
Yes.
And with a very
had sewer backups this year, you know, that we've had to contend with, and, you know, and you get into whether or not it's an act of God. Water management says it's not. Insurance says it is. We did end up picking up a no-fault insurance simply because if something does back up into the school, we need to be prepared for that. That cost us an extra $15,000 to have that insurance. But it's invaluable because if something happens, we pay, you know, for a home that the sewer was backed up into, almost $60,000 for a 900-square-foot home.
Everything
happened
in
something,
you know.
So. Now at the school, is it going to have any valving that's going to prevent a backup? Or, you know what I mean?
Everything at school will be done by code. I'll tell you that. It has to be. So.
But by our lift station, what we're putting in the creek,
we'll be able to take their flow. Right now, we
cannot take the flow.
It's not. Is it because of the pipe? It's just not large enough.
My insurance won't pay for the city backing up in my house unless I take out a rider. So that's what everybody needs. I'm not saying that I take the place of this, but that's what everybody needs to have. You know, they need to have this rider so that their insurance covers the city and getting into my house. Mm-hmm. Once you're in my house, then my regular insurance covers it. And I've been there, so I know that stuff.
Yeah, I have two.
Yeah, I've got that driver in mind, I think.
So I don't understand.
Cut the tree down.
If I hadn't, I didn't know that the first time we paid. But I know that now, so I don't understand.
I think most people in your community, though, don't know that they need to have a rider. And if I have homeowners, why should I have to have additional insurance because the city of Katy's has rates in their lines? Even though that is, you know, they consider that, insurance considers that an act of God. If you speak to Roger Boyd from Water Management, he said absolutely not. Every city is going to have rates in its lines. You jet it, you take care of it, you do the best you can do, but you're still probably going to have some runs in your lines. You just can't eliminate all of them. Regardless of how hard they work to jet those lines, you're still going to have some runs in your
system. Right, but the bottom line is, we're really not liable.
I can't answer that. Okay. You know, just...
Yeah.
I mean, because I've been there, mm-hmm. I know what they would pay and what they wouldn't pay on, and how I was supposed to get coverage. So if it was out my yard where the city was or anything, because you know the insurance people are going to cover themselves, not the people, the companies.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And they're not going to tell you either.
And I think it would be on a case-by-case basis, too. So there's not just a blanket answer to that.
Right, right. But, you know.
But we've already been told from KLC, from our insurance, they will not in the future cover that.
Well,
that's why I bought the other policy, because if something happens and it backs up into the middle school and it costs us $1 million, it was well worth that $15,000.
Mm-hmm. I'm not disagreeing with that, but I'm saying that's not the case.
Well, then, you know, is that the same thing that backs up somebody's house?
No matter where it backs up, it's a no fault policy.
Well, city's no fault; they don't have to pay anything.
It's no fault, so the city will not have to pay anything for that.
So people like me who have any of this other need to drop.
Yes. I'm just saying, when it came to Robert and Dornico McGee, it cost us 60, it would have cost the city, because the mayor said, we're taking care of it. And when he said that, it would have cost the city 60 grand if we did, if the insurance company did not cover that. And when they covered it that last time, he told the mayor then, I'm done, I won't do it again. So, I don't know, but, I mean, I don't know how that works legally. Like Alan said, it's a case-by-case basis.
And varies by insurer.
Right. And KLC has said, we won't do it again. They're saying it's an act of God. But like I said, if you speak to water management, Roger Boyle will say, it is not an act of God. You're going to have roots in your lines. Because it just happens.
Well, right, it was, and actually my insurance said they wouldn't pay if it was, but when the adjuster came, he said, yes, we pay for this.
I think it depends on who you
can. And for that, you don't, you know, and you could fight it or whatever. I'm just saying, I'm not saying we shouldn't have that, but I am saying that I'm not sure we're getting all the correct information in terms of who's supposed to be covering what, because they don't want to cover it. So that's my feeling. Not because we still got to have the coverage, but it's just, I would say all insurances are alike, so I would say there's a rider for all, you know, to cover that. But
there's probably a rider for everybody, but there's probably a different circumstance for every time it goes in that house. If that backs up and happens, that's probably different each time as to whether, okay, your insurance will cover that, or is it something that the city could have done to prevent it, you know, that could have made a difference. You know, we had a case a couple of years ago that, you remember that? Yeah. And, you know, we ended up doing some, but not near what, you know, what they were talking about. But there again, that wasn't all our fault. So it was just, I think, like Alan said, it's a case-by-case basis, how it's going to affect our cost. Don't you think?
I do.
Yeah.
I just think the $15,000 was enough.
Well, yeah, well worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just in case.
I think it was, too, but that's just something we might want to research later, too, so that we don't have to use it. You know, y'all can talk, whatever, but I'm telling you, I've been there with it. So I know what they would pay and what they would pay.
Mm-hmm. And so you're saying as a homeowner, you should protect yourself?
Too. Yes, mm-hmm. Everybody should. Because mm-hmm. It wasn't much. It's right, it was very, very little.
And what's strange is they don't offer it when you get the policy.
That's right.
You have to go back and ask for
You have to ask or make some.
For having an experience and then go back and say, you know, ask for it.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next item on the agenda is the insurance premium taxes. I didn't mention this earlier, but these ordinances are actual ordinances that were drafted in 21. We're revisiting that because I think you all originally had considered it and then it didn't go through. And so these are the exact same ordinances that we are trying to hopefully, to get passed. But this is ordinance number 22-13, City of Katy, Kentucky, insurance premium tax amendment. An ordinance relating to insurance premium tax within the City of Katy, Kentucky, and amending Code of Ordinances, Chapter 113. this would change it from 6 to 8%, which would be about $66,000 in revenue that would generate. For the city, and it's been since 2009 since that particular tax has been raised.
So 2008 on the payroll, 2009 on the insurance?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay. And that's only the first reading, so we can't do anything with that?